Virginia Woolf Has Fallen Over by Sarah Barnsley. Virginia Woolf has fallen over, and this means someone will complain about me. The car that sped past us on the A23 at 10 a.m. last Sunday in clear conditions, skidded 90 degrees, recovered it and carried on, will speed past us again, and this time we won't be so lucky. The red nail varnish on the train table where I put my laptop this morning was not red nail varnish. It was contaminated blood. My throwaway comments in a cafe have been recorded. I have an undiagnosed heart condition. I have ingested dried superglue left on scissors used to cut open a finger of UHT milk, subsequently poured into an unwanted coffee, which, for the sake of good working relationships, I was compelled to accept. And while I've now stood Virginia Woolf back up on the shelf, I can't remember which book she was originally in front of. And this means someone will make a complaint about my throwaway comments in a cafe. My heart will give way from the sight of a car skidding. We will skid, some of us will die, and it will be because my lungs are superglued together. One of us will need a blood transfusion, but it will go wrong because they will use red nail varnish. And I'm stood in front of Virginia Woolf, staring, wondering what would happen if I turned her 90 degrees to the right, painted her nails, superglued her feet to the MDF. Would everything be okay? Would she complain?